You are listening to WJRH. I'm already off to a rocky start. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash with your host, me, Will Moussakakis. Today, I have an episode that I'm calling Random Horn Appreciation because trumpets are awesome, and trombones, and brass instruments, as well as saxophones. So today all my tracks feature some kind of horn, either prominently or some less prominently. Some were just tracks that I really wanted to play that do have a horn in them. So we're going to start out today with a track from Real Big Fish, the ska-ish pop rock outfit. They're probably their most famous song, Sell Out. It's about selling out. So, yeah, there's that. So here we go with Real Big Fish's Sell Out.
night, she said, but I can't work in fast food all my life.
That was Real Big Fish with Sell Out. Real Big Fish obviously being a play on words, real, like something you use to reel in a fish. Alex is giving me a dirty look. She doesn't like it when I make dumb comments. I mean, I don't like it either, but I can't stop what's coming out of my mouth, so it just comes out. Anyway, up next we have a track from Public Enemy, the famed rap group. Little bit of a change of pace here, but in terms of rap groups, Public Enemy are up there as one of my favorites. I really like De La Soul too. They're both pretty good. There are a few other rap groups that I like, but out of all of them, Chuck D is easily my favorite rapper. Flavor Flav is a good hype man too. Anyway, so the track I'm gonna play is Harder Than You Think because it has a killer horn section. It's off their what year was that album? Their 2007 album, How You Sell Soul to a Soulless People Who Sold Their Soul? ? How they came up with that album title might be a better question. Anyway, here we go. Harder Than You Think by Public Enemy.
Yo, Chuck, what's the move, man? I was on my way up here to the studio, you know what I'm saying? And this brother stopped me and asked me, yo, what's up with that brother Chucky D? He swear he nice. I said, yo, the brother don't swear he nice. He knows he's nice, you know what I'm saying? So, Chuck, I got a feeling you're turning into a public enemy, man. Now, remember that line you was kicking to me on the way out to L.A. Lounge in Queens while we was in the car on our way to the shop? Well, yo, right now, kick the bass for them brothers and let them know
what goes on. Rolling Stones of the rap game, not bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Brother backwards, I'ma leave it at that. Daddy got nothing to do with rap. Check the facts, expose those cats. Who pose as heroes, take advantage of blacks. Your government's gangsters, so cut the crap. A war going on, so where y'all at? Power cause great responsibility. F the police, who's stopping you from killing me? Disaster fiascos are looped by PE. If it's I instead of we believe in TV. Spin switches, system distant, but barely missed her. My soul intention to save my brothers and sisters. Get up!
You got to tell them just like that, you know what I'm saying? Cause yo, man, let me tell you a little something, man. These brothers running around, hard-headed, they get a little jealous, you know what I'm saying? Just like that, you know, they try to bring you down with them. But yo, Chuck, you got to tell them just like that.
Screaming gangster 20 years later. Of course it does, while consciousness faded. New generation believe in them fables. Gangster boogie on two turntables. Show no love, so it's easy to hate it. Desecrated while the current awaited. Any given Sunday, so where y'all raining? With slavery lynching and them drugs infiltrated. I'm like that doll Chucky, baby. Keep coming back to live, love life like I'm crazy. Keep it moving, rising to the top. Duck, fresh, clean living, you don't stop. Revolution means change, don't look at me strange. So I can't repeat what other rappers be saying. If you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. Harder than you think is a beautiful thing. Get up!
Chuck, man, that's what you gotta do. You got to tell them just like that. You know what I'm saying? Cause yo, man, let me tell you a little something, man. These brothers run around, hard-headed. They get a little jealous, you know what I'm saying? Just like that, you know, they try to bring you down with them. But yo, Chuck, you got to tell them just like that.
So it's time to leave you a preview, so you two can review what we do. 20 years in this business, how you sell soul, she wins. People bear witness. Thank you for letting us be ourselves. So don't mind me if I repeat myself. These simple lines be good for your health, to keep them crime rhymes on the shelf. Live, love life like it just don't care. 5,000 leaders never scared. Rain the noise is the moment they feared. Get up, still a beautiful idea. Get up, throw your hands in the air. Get up, there's sure no fear. Get up if y'all really care.
Public Enemy number one in New York. Public Enemy number one in Philly. Public Enemy number one in D.C. Public
That was Public Enemy with Harder Than You Think. It's a great track. The lyrics, Chuck D's lyrics, and just the way he delivers the flow, it's like, it's so powerful, you know, like, I can't even, like, I'm sounding like a white girl now, I can't even, but anyway, yeah, it's insane. I love Public Enemy. I mean, that wasn't the most underground Public Enemy song I could have played, but the horn section in there is killer, too. Yeah, so it's a great track all around. Up next, we're playing definitely a change of pace track. The song is Every Day I Have the Blues by Joe Williams with Count Basie and his orchestra. It's a really, really good song. The horns on this are really blaring. It's a blues chart, so, you know. Anyway, here we go with Every Day I Have the Blues.
Because it's you I hate to lose. Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Speaking of bad luck and trouble, oh well, you know I've had my share. I'm gonna pack my suitcase, moving on down the line. Oh, I'm gonna pack my suitcase and move on down the line. Well, there ain't nobody worrying and there ain't nobody crying. Seems to me every day, every day, every day I have the blues. Every day, every day, every day, every day I have the blues. You see me worry, baby, cause it's you I hate to lose. Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Nobody loves me. Speaking of bad luck and trouble, you know I've had my share. I am packing up my suitcase. I'm moving down the line, yes. Well, ain't nobody worrying, and there ain't nobody crying. I have the blues every day. the blues every day. You see me worthy, baby, because it's you I hate to lose. Every day I have the blues. Every day.
That was Every Day I Have the Blues, with Count Basie and his orchestra providing the instrumentals, Joe Williams singing, obviously. And yeah, I think that's a really good blues track. Just the way that Joe Williams sings, and then you'll have the trumpet hit, I love it. Anyway, up next, a definite change of pace. I know I'm saying that a lot, but this playlist is very... sporadic, I guess. I don't really know how to describe it. It's all over the place. I took songs from every lots of musical genres. I can't say every musical genre, obviously, but lots of musical genres on here. I tried to spread it out. I couldn't just make just a ska jazz playlist. That people wouldn't listen to that. No one likes either of those genres. So I just interspersed ska and jazz songs within my playlist. Somewhat ska songs. Anyway, not going to get into a discussion of what is ska and what is pop rock. But let me just get to the next track. I haven't even told you what the next track is. It's a weird one. It's off Modest Mouse's 2004. I want to say this LP is from 2004. Good news for people who love bad news. Modest Mouse, great indie band. They do have a lot of clever titles for their albums. And anyway, the track is This Devil's Workday. I was going to try to play another track, but some of them have some explicit lyrics, so I couldn't really play those tracks on the radio. This song does not, and it does have a pretty good horn section. They hired a horn section, I believe, for this, to play on this album. There's one track on this album that's like 10 seconds of just the horns, which I wouldn't really play that, but this is the full song, a full song with horns. Anyway, This Devil's Workday, Modest Mouse, here we go.
Thank you.
That was Modest Mouse with their track This Devil's Workday. I'm sorry if you didn't like that track. I really like that track, but I understand that the lyrics are a bit strange. But I even like the lyrics, though. They in my mind, at least, it talks about just obscene scenarios and kind of the isolation of the individual from society, to the point where, in the end, he finally makes the conclusion, I am my own damn god. That's some deep stuff in non-conventional type of singing, a type of delivery that I wouldn't have gone with personally if I were to have written and performed this song. But anyway, I'm not Modest Mouse. I'm not in the band. So up next, we got Gwen Stefani's band, No Doubt, with one of their most famous tracks, Spiderwebs. So you might know Gwen Stefani from her numerous hits as a solo artist, but back in the day, she was in a ska band, and then that ska band got more pop, and this is the result. It's kind of almost a ska song, but not really. Anyway, here we go, Spiderwebs by No Doubt.
Jim.
That was No Doubt with Spiderwebs. Yeah, I'm just gonna jump right into the next track. It's a live version of Otis Redding's "Pain in My Heart." Did he write that song? I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe. I don't remember. Anyway, he's live at the Whiskey A Go Go from April 8th, 1966. It's a really good track. I think you're gonna enjoy it. And if you don't, well, that's too bad. Maybe you should get a radio show of your own, because this is my radio show. I play music I like. Anyway, I'll stop being mean. That was really mean. Also, sorry if my voice sounds a little harsh. I'm kind of sick right now. Anyway, here we go. "Pain in My Heart," the live version by Otis Redding.
Can my baby be? Lord, no one knows. A little pain in my heart just won't let me sleep. Where can my baby be? Lord, where can she be? And now my days began to get rough. Said, I want you to come. Come back, baby. I've had enough. Oh, a little pain in my heart just won't let me be. I wake up a restless night, Lord, and I can't even sleep. Yeah. Little pain in my heart, and now my days began to get rough. Said, I want you to love me, love me, love me, love me, baby. Till I get enough. Oh, Lord, oh, little pain in my heart, little pain in my heart. This little pain in my heart. Stop this little pain in my heart. Ooh, yeah. Oh, man. Somebody gotta stop it. Yeah, somebody, yeah. Oh, no. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was Otis Redding's "Pain in My Heart." From 1966, tragically, Otis Redding died the next year in 1967 at only 26, I believe, from a plane crash. Terrible, terrible thing. But anyway, it doesn't take away from his music. He still had quite a beautiful voice. He's just so emotional when he sings. I love it. Up next, we have "September" by Earth, Wind, and Fire, and although he's not listening right now because he has a career services meeting, this one goes out to my boy Neil, because I know he loves this song. Anyway, here we go. "September" by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Love was changing the mind. September,
That was Earth, Wind, and Fire with their killer track, September. You might have noticed that, well, first off, the trumpet part in that is insane. It's so high. As a trumpet player, I can tell you that I am not able to play that. Anyway, but you, what I was going to say is, you might have noticed that in the chorus, they go, Badia. And you might be like, what are the real words there? Well, those are the real words. Badia. Those are the real words to the song. They came up with the groove of the song before they came up with the words. So they just put in Badia as a place, like a placeholder, until they could think of some words. But they just never were able to think up any words that fit in there. So they just left it as Badia so it wouldn't screw up the groove. I think that's a great story about music in general. It also shows that, you know, lyrics aren't necessary in every song. Like that song, like if it didn't get you grooving, I don't know what will. There's nothing I can do for you. You need to go see a doctor. There is something wrong with you. It's just too good a song. It's a great track. Anyway, up next we're gonna play Lost in the Cold by Twiddle, because I was gonna play another song, by Catch 22, but I realized too late that it had a swear in it. So my quick fix was to go for this song, Lost in the Cold by Twiddle. They're an indie band that I like. I know some people who like them, and they have trumpets in the song. So how could I not play that? Anyway, so here is Lost in the Cold by Twiddle. I hope you enjoy it.
Seem to find my way home. I've been burning up time, burning out my mind on an endless winding road. All my burdens keep me hurting, ever present, never certain, all alone. They keep beating at my soul. It's hard to see the future when the present doesn't suit you. Every day feels like a blinding cold. Blinding cold. I'll stomping out in the cold, out in the
when the present doesn't suit you, every day feels like a blinding cold, blinding cold.
That was Lost in the Cold by Twiddle off their album Plump Chapter 1, 2015 album. I recommend you listen to it. It's jamming. They're a jam band. That's what they are. They do a lot of jamming. And not just going to throw this out there, their lead singer is named Mihaly Savulidis. He's pretty Greek. They're from Vermont. That's about all I know about them. I should have researched them more. They're not that big a band, though, so I don't know how much information is actually out there anyway. But, so that's a really good track. I like how, you know, he's kind of disconnected. He's disconnected from his family. He's disconnected from society. And then by the end, you know, he realizes that he's going to take all his pain and forge that into something good. I think that's a very powerful message. I think it's a very good message to be sending out. Twiddle have a great vibe around them. Up next, a song that usually makes me cry. Let's see. It might make me cry. My Way by Frank Sinatra. It doesn't really have that much of a trumpet part, but, you know, it's my show. I can stretch the boundaries. I like it. It's a great track, and I really wanted to play it, so I'm going to play it. Here we go. My Way by Frank Sinatra.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it.
got my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got if not himself? It was my way.
Very powerful song there, My Way by Frank Sinatra. It features what I consider one of Frank Sinatra's best vocal performances. He wasn't the greatest singer of all time, but he knew how to use his instrument well. That's my opinion on Sinatra. Not that you asked, but there it is. Anyway, I realized I haven't read a single PSA yet, so might as well. I'm gonna do two back to back. When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T, F, face drooping, A, arm weakness, or S, speech difficulty, then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke. FAST. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council. All right, that was one. And up next, we got another one. Yay. Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that, and fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply cannot afford to ignore. You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council. Right, so that was PSAs. I'm legally required to do that. So I'm sorry, because I know you want to get... I know all my... All three of my listeners, I think. How many do I have? Yep, all three of my listeners want to get back to the music. That's what they're here for. Probably not. They probably just left their computer on. But anyway, up next is a song by The Clash off their classic album. What I would consider the best album of all time, but you might have your own opinion. London Calling. It's Wrong Amboyo. It's a very interesting song. It's a fun song. I think you're really going to like it. It's a good track. The Clash are obviously one of the greatest bands of all time. If you disagree with that, I don't respect your opinions on music. So, no, that's not true. But I really enjoy The Clash. Their work, they went from being a punk band to being one of the most experimental and influential music groups of all time, with albums like London Calling and Sandinista, on which they experimented with reggae, ska, rap rock, a whole slew of things. It's really amazing, everything The Clash did. But anyway, I'm going to stop talking about The Clash because I could go on literally for days. So anyway, here is Wrong Amboyo by The Clash off their classic album, London Calling. That was The Clash with Wrong Amboyo. I probably should have mentioned that that song's actually a cover of The Rulers, I think it was. I don't know who did that song. I'm pretty sure it's The Rulers. They're a Jamaican band. But anyway, it's a very fun song. I realized that, you know, all the tracks are on London Calling are good. Literally all. Well, I don't know. I don't like Lover's Rock all that much. Other than that, I cannot think of a song on London Calling that I don't like. But just think, like, The Clash can do that. They can make that a great song from a cover. That's like, they didn't even have to write that song, and they still made it their own, and they made it great. Also, you might get on me for saying, oh, that there was a saxophone in that song. Well, a saxophone is a horn, in my opinion, so it's my show. Anyway, finishing it off, we're going to have a very popular song, Smooth by Santana featuring Rob Thomas. It's a good track. It has a trumpet in it. So that checks off the two boxes I need to play it on my show. Also, no swears. That's the third box that it has to check off. Anyway, here we go. Smooth by Santana featuring Rob Thomas. And that's the end of my show. That was Smooth by Santana, in case you missed it the first time around. I know I talk about tracks way too much, but I really like music, so. And I like talking about music. Yeah, it's fun for me. Anyway, I hope it was fun for you to listen. Join me next week. I'm not sure what my theme will be, but I'm sure. Actually, no, I won't be here next week. Next week is spring break, but join me in 2 weeks. I'm not sure what my theme will be. It'll be the same time, Monday from 2 to 3 p.m. Here at WJRH 104.9, which I got to do the station ID. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Will Moustakakis, and this has been Radio Clash. I hope you enjoyed it. I will see you guys in 2 weeks. Also, if in case you don't know, you should listen to, let's see, who do I have to shout out? Peter Tarenti, he does the show right before me, from 1 to 2 on Mondays. DJ Hoey D and DJ Anxiety, they do the show on 11 a.m. on Thursday, I believe is their time slot. And definitely listen to DJ Roomba. With his show Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. That is Thursday at 11 p.m. Yeah, so listen to those shows. You don't have to. You don't have to listen to my show, but you did, so thank you. Anyway, I'll put you back on Radio DJ, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye.